Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Welcome to My Friend's Erotic Stories Podcast, Reddit's best erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of the story, Els the Witch. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of Your Friend's Erotic Stories.
The next story is posted by Bamaffin 30,287. From our / erotica, the title of this post is My Hot Wife and My Daughter's Hotter Friend, Part 3. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Sally and I woke up to the sounds of the girls banging around and getting ready. I put on some gym shorts and she just put on her slick robe. Normally this was reserved for me, and the few times we had had house to ourselves as it was pretty short and very thin. She tied the waist string and the robe cut on the inside of both her breasts and I could see her hard nipples poking against the fabric. Looking to make an impression this morning, I asked, "Well, if she is going to think of me, let's give her something good to think about," she responded. "Who's the naughty one now?" I joked back. She just smirked at me and we went and fixed some coffee. We were both catching up on the news and scrolling on our phones when Candace and Jess came out of her room. Candace headed to the shower, and Jess came to join us at the bar. Her face when she saw Sally was priceless. Her mouth hung open for a second before biting her lip. "Good morning, Jess," Sally said as she crossed and recrossed her legs with the opposite leg on top. Jess's eyes were glued to my wife's movements. She had her bag with her, and grabbed a cup from the cabinet and popped a K-cup in and made some small talk. She was on the opposite side of the bar from us. Sally turned to face her and leaned forward, putting her elbows on the bar and rested head in the palm of her hands. Though I couldn't see the view Jess was getting, I knew exactly what she was seeing. This was Sally's go-to move when she wanted something from me. I knew exactly how her tits were spilling out of her robe. So, Jess got in plans for the summer. Jess looked over at Sally and tried to formulate a response, but nothing came out. She was trying to maintain eye contact, but was looking at Sally's cleavage every couple seconds. She finally got out, "No big plans. Just really plan on bumming it with Candace." Jess picked up her phone and started to text someone. She angled her phone right at Sally's tits and I would bet my last paycheck she was taking pictures. She went back to working her fingers over the screen a moment later and said, "Can I ask a favor?" "That was my boss. Someone called out and he wants me to come in ASAP. Since Candace is in the shower, can I use yours real fast?" Sally shot me a look and said, "Sure, honey. The towels on the rack are clean." She looked at us and said, "Y'all are the best." She got up and went to our room and I heard the door close behind her. Sally looked at me and said, "Now's my chance. I'm going to catch her." "Yeah, I think she will be putting your toy back. And by the way, I am pretty sure she was taking pictures of your tits when you were teasing her," I responded. She said, "I thought the same. Now stay put. You had your fun, I'm going to have mine." I started to protest, but she just got up and marched towards our door. I heard the water turn on in the shower. I leaned over and watched Sally press her ear to the door, and once she was satisfied it was safe to enter, she slowly opened the door and walked in. Sally's point of view. Sally thought, "Shit, now what? I really didn't think this through." I walked over to the dresser and opened my top panty drawer, and still sitting on top was the used clear dildo. I shifted things around and sure enough my vib still isn't there. I turned and walked past the bed to the opening of our bathroom. We have an open master plan where the bathroom has no door, just an open walkway. Beside the opening is the doors to our twin walk-in closets. I entered in the bathroom, feeling myself getting wetter by the second. I stopped when I could see the shower. Even through the distortion of the steam on the glass, I could see how toned her little teen body was. She was standing profile to me, washing her hair, which gave me the perfect silhouette of her small little boobs. They were a little smaller than mine were pre-baby. I knew my husband's thing for small tits and knew he'd be replaying seeing hers to the day he died. She stepped forward and picked something off the bench. She turned away from me and bent forward a little, and her ass was barely touching the glass. I saw her hands move towards her stomach and she let out a moan. Holy shit, she was going for it again. My hand slipped to the bottom of my robe and I traced the wetness up my leg to its source. I traced the outside of my pussy as I watched. I could barely see much other than on her in strokes she pushed her tight little ass a little harder onto the glass. She let out another moan and I slipped two fingers in myself. I had watched my husband masturbate, but I have never watched another girl. It was so erotic and I was pumping my fingers hard in me. I watched and listened for a few more minutes. Then Jess stepped forward out of the water and she slid the glass door open a few inches. I saw her hand reach out to the vanity and pluck her phone off of it. I could see the light of the screen and heard her moan again. She started really pumping the vibrator as I could see her arm moving with good speed and force. Mrs. P, your tits are so nice. Let me kiss them. I reached up with my free hand and pinched my nipple with her words. Hubby was right, she did take pictures and was now using them to get off. Her moaning picked up and she was coming. Her sounds pushed me over and I pushed a third finger in and came with her. I was snapped back into reality once the water was being turned off. I backed out of the room, not sure what to do next. I looked around and decided. I stepped into my walk-in closet and pulled the door to where it was barely cracked. I had a perfect line of sight to my dresser. Jess walked out wrapped in a towel. She carried her bag with her and sat it on my bed. She walked over to the dresser and looked over her shoulder as if to double check it was clear and opened my drawer. I saw the shock in her face as she saw my huge 9-inch dildo sitting on top of my panties. She looked over her shoulder again, then reached in and picked it up. I saw her lips make a silent oh my god. She held it with one hand and grabbed the head with the other. She slid her hand down the shaft slowly, and when she got to the balls I made my move. Jess, what are you doing? I said, walking out of my closet. She turned to me and was instantly red and said, you were going through my personal things. I demanded. Realizing she was still holding my dildo, she dropped it back into the drawer. No. I cut her off and said, shut up and take a seat, and pointed at the bed. Looking totally defeated, she did as told. She sat right next to her bag. I walked over to her. I was standing about a foot from her, so she had to look up, to look me in the eyes. Even in the shit she was in, she stopped her eyes on her way up and paused on my hard nipples poking against this silk robe. Look, Jess, you have something of mine and I just want it back. I said, I don't know what you're. I cut her off again. I know you took my gold vib, don't play stupid. Just give it back, sweetheart. I really don't know. I put my hands on her shoulders and said firmer, looking her dead in the eyes, and said, I know. I know you just used it in the shower because I watched you, and I know you used it last night because Mr. P caught you in the act last night and watched you too. Jess bit her lips at my words and I could tell she was trying to process what I just told her. She finally broke eye contact and reached for her bag and took out my vibe and handed it to me. See, that was easy. Did you enjoy it? I asked. She was clearly shocked at my question and said, what? You heard me perfectly clear. Did you enjoy it? She looked away and turned even more red and bit her lip. I waited for a response and let the silence weigh on her until she broke. Honestly, those were the two best orgasms I have ever had. I pressed the on button and it started to vibrate at its lowest setting. I held it out and pressed it against her little tit and said, I have to agree, this thing is pretty amazing. She recoiled from the sensitivity of her nipple and I pulled it back to me and turned it off. Jess, why in the world would you take this? You're 19, you can get your own, I asked. She said, to be completely honest, I found a small bullet vib of my big sister's when she came home from college last year. I dig it out each time she comes home. It's great, but I started wanting something bigger. Something I could get deep inside me. I snuck around my mom's room and found nothing. I decided to take a chance on your room and I struck gold. I was surprised at her honesty and said, honey, again, you're 19, go get your own. She said, embarrassed, no way. My parents are still on my bank account. No way I'd risk them seeing that purchase. Newsflash, you can get decent toys at Target now. I said, oh yeah, right, like I am going to walk around Target with a vibrator in my cart for the world to see, she said. I got an idea. Jess, I have a proposition for you. She looked half terrified, half excited. She said, okay, what would that be? I walked over to the dresser and put my vibe in and picked up the dildo she was holding earlier and walked back to her and held it out for her. I said, you can have this, but you have to do something for me. She clearly wanted it but made no move to take it. She said hesitantly, what would that something be? I want you to video yourself and send it to me the first time you use it. I want to watch you work this monster in you and watch you come over it the first time. Jess turned bright red again and choked out. You want to watch me? I said, I do, and want to share your tight pussy being split by this with Mr. P. He has a thing for petite girls with small tits and a nice ass. I should get the best fucking of my life after he sees that. She started to reach for it but stopped herself. I said, here, I'll sweeten the deal for you. Give me your phone. She looked at me clearly scared of what I might see and said, why? No way. I just held my other hand out and gave her the best mom look I could muster, and she broke and handed me her phone. I opened up her gallery and saw three pictures of my cleavage. Naughty girl. But we can do better. I placed the dildo on her legs and took my free hand and undid my robe and took my left tit in my hand and pinched my nipple. I took several pictures of my tits and handed the phone to her. Looked at these to get you going. I looked at her and expected to see staring at my exposed tits, but she was fixed on my completely bald pussy that was almost directly eye level with her. I was soaking wet and could feel the strings of gruel sticking to both my legs. I shook the phone at her, and she broke her gaze, took the phone and said, counter offer. I get a pic of your pussy too. She had her phone on and was pointing the camera right at my slit. I said, deal, but make it good. I lifted my right foot and put it on the bed next to her leg and slid my hand down and pulled my lips apart, giving her a perfect shot of my pink insides. I held it for a second and then pushed two fingers deep in me. I heard her gasp in delight. I worked my fingers for a second and took my hand out of myself and reached for her phone. I quickly saw she took about 20 pictures as quick as her phone would take them. I flipped through them and was impressed how sexy I still looked down there. I looked at her biting her lips, still staring at my pussy, and said, those are great. I think they'll do just fine. I tied my robe and that snapped her out of gaze. She picked up the dildo and put it in her bag and said, best deal of my life. She got up and said, I need to get dressed for work. I said, sure, but hold on. I reached under my pillow, grabbed her panties and handed them to her and said, I believe these are yours. She took them and looked more embarrassed than before and said, I can't believe I left those. I was in such pleasure after using your vibe. I just was in a daze and went to bed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why do you have them under your pillow? I was honest with her. Well, Mr. P has a little fetish for panties. And as I mentioned, always had a thing for petite girls with small tits and a nice ass. I mean, there is a reason he married me. But to have your panties still wet from your juices was too much to pass on. We fucked each other while smelling and tasting you on your panties. And God, he fucked me good. I can't blame him. You smell and taste deliciously sweet. She looked up in disbelief and said, the two of you smelled and licked my panties. No way, believe it, and it was extremely hot. I said, she put on her best seductive look and it sent more wetness to my crotch, and she handed them back to me and said, keep them for when you get your video. I took them from her and put them in my drawer and walked out to let her get dressed. I walked out to find my hubby pacing back and forth. He looked at me, and before he spoke, I put my finger to my lips to silence him. I just sat on the couch with a smile on my face. He sat beside me and said, "What the hell happened in there?" "You'll find out soon enough, babe," I said. Just then Jess walked down the hallway and headed for the door and hollered over her shoulder, "Thanks, Mrs. P, for everything. I'm heading to work. I'll see you y'all later. Tell Candace I said bye."
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friend's erotic stories.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.